Amen. God is a good God. He is a faithful God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We appreciate Him.
You're worthy.
Well, let's, Sister Alicia, would you get ready to sing? In the meantime, let's turn in our books to page 62. It says, I know that I'm saved. Amen. And I'm glad about it. Well, I feel no condemnation upon my soul today. No more am I by sin enslaved. I'm satisfied with Jesus along the narrow way. So happy, for I know that I'm saved. Well, I know I'm saved, and I'm so glad about it. I found the joy that my spirit craves. Tonight, do you know that you're saved? Amen. Well, it is a pleasure to bring Sister Alicia to the platform to sing, to worship with us in song. Pray for her and worship with her as she sings. This isn't the easiest place to be on this platform, singing in front of all your beautiful eyes. So just pray for her and worship with her.
Amen. Well, the song's been on my mind, my heart here lately. I just come across it the other day, and I'm missing my partner in crime. No, I'm just joking. My mom, she usually helps me do the verses, but I'm kind of nervous, but hopefully I'll make it through. Well, I hope so.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
make of you.
Thank you, Sister Alicia, for that beautiful, beautiful song. Amen. Look for me, because I will be there too. Amen. Beautiful promise. Couple announcements I missed. Young Marrieds, we will have a special meeting Wednesday night after church. So get with Brother Bubba if you can't be here for that. But be with us Wednesday night. And also, in addition to our guest on this side of the room, I'd like to personally say how glad I am that Brother Johnson is here with us. It's been a while since he's been in the service with us, but we are very glad that Jonathan is here tonight. I was supposed to call him, and I'm confessing before everyone, supposed to call him, and this morning I was shaving. I was like, I forgot to call him. And he wasn't here this morning. I was like, oh, man. And then I rounded the corner tonight, and there he was on the sidewalk. So the Lord redeemed me. So, Jonathan, we are glad you are here tonight, and you are always welcome, and we always love you, and stick around with us, all right? Amen. All right. Well, I think we've done all the preliminaries, and now, Brother Cofer, go ahead. Yes, he is. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Well, welcome home.
Amen.
Brother Martin. Go ahead. Anybody else? Dangerous question. Go ahead. Yes. Yes. Yes, he does.
Amen.
Yes, he does.
Yes. And I'm so glad
yes,
that you can say what you want to do.
Right.
You can do what you want.
Uh-huh.
And I'm so
yes, glad
that I have a God.
Yes.
And I'm going to be part of what I say. I'm a winner.
Yes. Amen.
Everett, We can do that. If mind your elder.
I signed, no
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, I bless you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, look what the Lord has done. Amen. The doctor told Brother Ferguson, said, your blood's like oatmeal. Amen. But he can live with oatmeal going through his veins as long as the Lord's in control. Amen. Praise God. I don't recommend that. I don't think anybody else does. But the Lord knows what he's doing. He can open the veins for him just like he did for Brother Lozano. I believe that tonight. Amen. We want to pray for Sister Flats, if you'd come. Amen. The ladies wanted to pray for you tonight. Amen. And so, ladies, if you'd come and pray for Sister Flat. Amen. Anybody believe the healer's in the house tonight? You think he can do for her what he's already done for others? Praise God. Amen. Let's gather around and cast your faith this way. Amen. And let's pray that God would heal this body. Amen. Like he wants to do. The Lord bless you. Isn't the Lord good? Praise God. Amen. I want to say good to see everybody tonight. Amen. And we have some guests with us from the Gulf Coast area. Amen. The Walker family and the Burke family. We want to welcome you. I'm sorry for the reason you had to come. Because of Ike. We don't like Ike already. Amen. But we're glad that you're here tonight. Amen. Want God to bless you. Want you to know you're in our prayers. Amen. And thank you for being with us in this service tonight. Amen. The Lord bless you. Praise God. You may be seated. Oh, this old house I'm living in is needing repair. Cause the windows and the shutters are letting in the cold, cold air. And I say to myself, I'm gonna fix them when I can get some time. Oh, but all I'm getting lately is leaving on my mind. Lately all I've got is leaving on my mind. And it seems that's all I'm thinking about. Most of the time, 'cause soon and very soon I'll leave my troubles all far behind. For lately I've got leaving, I've got leaving on. And I guess I should be looking for a better place to live.
Oh, but I can't seem to get excited about this whole world and what it can give. No, I couldn't care less if I could buy it all with a solitary dime. 'Cause of what good would a world do me with leaving all my mind? Hallelujah. Oh, lately all I've got is leaving on my mind. Hallelujah. Oh, it seems that's all I'm thinking about most of the time. For soon and very soon I'll leave my troubles all far behind. 'Cause lately I've got leaving on my mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's all right when you got someplace to go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we have a better place, folks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord has brought us to the kingdom for such a time as this. It's time to be a Christian. Amen. It's time to be a Christian. It's time to stand up. Amen. I'm going to tell you, folks, it's going to matter these days. Praise God. We have reached a time in the history of our great nation where there's a marked difference, amen, between believers and unbelievers. Praise God. And you will be a target. Amen. Your faith will be a target. Amen. But your God and His grace is sufficient for whatever you and I are going to face. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's stand together tonight and go to the Word of the Lord. First Samuel chapter number 22 and verse number 1 and verse number 2. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And everyone that was in distress and everyone that was in debt and everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him. And he became a captain over them. And they and there were with him about 400 men. Amen. I want to talk tonight about the reason for the refuge. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. David had fallen on hard times. He left the verdant fields of Bethlehem, where he was shepherd to sheep that grazed contentedly beside the humming brooks. He had ascended from that because of his battle and his conquering Goliath to the halls of the palace of Saul. And he supped at the king's table, and he walked among the giants of Israel, and he was a man that was honored, and it looked like he had come into sunshine in his life. But the sunshine can be obliterated, folks, in just an instant of time. And all of a sudden, a great cloud covered the sunshine that Saul had shined upon him. And the wrath of Saul turned against him. And with his javelin, he tried his very best to pin David to a wall. And so David had to run for his life. And he began to run. And he was an outcast, a vagabond. He was running everywhere that he could go, a fugitive, and just going from pillar to post. In the 21st chapter, the Bible said that he was hungry. And so he came to a place called Nob. Nob was the city where the priest lived. And so he came to Nob and he was hungry. So he went in Nob and some men traveling with him. And they asked the priest there, Abiathar. They said, is there any bread in this house? And Abiathar said, well, yes, there's bread here, but there's no common bread. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something tonight. In the house of the Lord, there's not any common bread. What we're getting around here, folks, is not common bread. The word of the Lord is not common bread. Amen. But it's a sacred bread. It's the power of the Lord. Amen. It's not just common. He said, we don't have anything common around here. Hallelujah. We don't have normal services. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is that all right? Amen. It's okay not to have normal services, isn't it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so he said, there's no common bread. Amen. But there is the bread of the altar here. And so the bread was given. David said, that's good. Let's take that. And then he said, do you have a weapon in the house? I'm on the run here. I'm on business for the king. He didn't say which king. He was all right. Amen. He didn't say Saul. He said, I'm just on business for the king. Hallelujah. And so the Abiathar said, yes, sir. There happens to be a sword in the house. He said, it's the sword that you used to hack off the head of Goliath. David said, there's no sword like that sword. Amen. He said, let me have it. Praise God. Amen. And there was one more thing there. He said, it's with the linen ephod. I want you to know, three things that you're going to find in the house of the Lord. One thing, you're not going to find common bread, but you're going to find the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to find something that will not only feed your natural hunger, but will feed your spiritual hunger. Not only strengthen your natural man, but will strengthen the inner man. Hallelujah. The second thing you're going to find is you're going to find the sword. The Bible said the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It becomes a weapon in the hand of a Holy Ghost warrior. Praise God. And he said you're going to find an ephod. An ephod is a garment of worship. Amen. When they wanted to worship God, that's what David did after he became king. Remember? He took off his king's robe and he put on an ephod. Hallelujah. He said, I might be a king, but when it gets time to worship God, I'm just like everybody else. Hallelujah. I'm no longer just King David. Amen. But I'm a child of the king. I'm the child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He left Nob. Amen. The Bible said for fear of Saul. Everybody say for fear of Saul. When you get afraid, you'll do some dumb stuff. David, this is hard to imagine. David left Nob, the city of priests, and you know where he went? He went to Gath. You know where Gath is? That's where Goliath was from. That was Goliath's hometown. That was the city of the Philistines. Amen. That he just went to battle with. So he goes to the house of his enemy looking for refuge. Fear will do strange things to people. He's running. He goes in and he finds himself at Gath. He finds himself before the king of the Philistines. And he writes about this in the 56th Psalm. And he talks about his experiences there. If we could just take a moment to look at some of this. Amen. He said, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O Thou Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. Amen. That's good advice. He said, in God I will praise His word. In God have I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh shall do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps. When they wait for my soul, shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put down my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise His word. In God I will praise His word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Hallelujah. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Amen. Praise God. He's writing about his experience in the house of the enemy. He finds, you ever been in the house of the enemy? Have you ever been in a place where it seemed like everybody was against you? Have you ever been in a place where their words fell upon you like heavy hailstones and felt like they were going to drive you into the ground, and anywhere you looked you could not find a helping hand? That was the situation David was in. All of a sudden they told the king Achish, they said, don't you know who this man is? This is the king. And I thought this was so interesting. His enemy said, this is the king of Israel. He wasn't yet, but he was anointed king. Hallelujah. He was king in refuge. He was king in hiding. He was king in the making. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, this is the king of Israel. He looked like a fugitive, and he was. Amen. But in his heart, he was the king. In God's book, he was the king. Hallelujah. And so he put prophecy in the mouth of his enemy to remind David of who he was. He's the king of Israel. Don't you remember? They sang his praises. Saul hath slain his thousands, but David hath slain his tens of thousands. Now, I don't know who put this in David's head, if it was God or the devil or himself. Amen. But he started acting like he was absolutely crazy. He went clawing at the door and slobbering and falling down in his beard and screaming and hollering and carrying on. I'm not real sure that was the Lord, but anyway, it got a desired result. Amen. King Achish said, what in the world, have you brought a madman to me? Don't I have enough madmen already? Amen. They opened the door, and I want you to know David was on his way. Amen. He's in refuge. Amen. And the Bible says he found his way south of his home in Bethlehem. There was some limestone caves. And undoubtedly as a boy he had explored that area many times. So he went back to his home turf. And he found some caves in Adullam. And he moved in a cave. You ever felt like just going to a cave? And get inside and pull it all in behind you so nobody can find you. Amen. So David found himself in a cave. In there licking his wounds. Amen. And the Bible said all of a sudden people started joining him. I want you to listen to these wonderful people that came to be with him. And the Bible says everybody that was distressed. And by distressed, life had beaten them down. Life had destroyed, crushed their hopes. These were people that were in anguish. These are people that were discouraged. These are people that were despondent. Amen. And they made their way down to David's cave. It was not a happy place. And the Bible said everybody that was in debt, all the deadbeats came. What a way to have a revival. God send us a millionaire and he sends us a bunch of deadbeats. How's that going to bring revival? Amen. I'm going to tell you in just a minute. How's that going to happen? How's that going to bless somebody? Amen. Praise God. How's a bunch of debtors going to have revival? Amen. Amen. And all of a sudden on the heels of the debtors, the Bible said, and everybody that was discontent, just flat just unhappy. Just couldn't. I mean, they'd gripe if you were going to hang them with a new rope. They couldn't be happy about anything. They were just discontent. My, what a wonderful company joined David in the cave. He thought he had trouble before he went to the cave. Here he is. I'm not talking about two or three. I'm talking about 400 people like that. Every last one of them was either beaten down by life, they were in debt, or they were just downright discontent. What do you do in a company like that? What do you do with a bunch like that? Amen. Well, the 57th Psalm tells us what David did. Amen. And so Psalm 57, let's look at that. Again, he started out kind of like he did before. He says, "Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful unto me." Amen. Boy, you talk about needing mercy. I need mercy now. "For my soul trusteth in thee, yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast." Is he talking about the people that's with him here? "Till these calamities be overpast." He said, "I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire. Even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword." Boy, I know folks like that. Amen. Every time they talk, it's like somebody gnashing on you a little bit, gouging you with a sword. Amen. Praise the boy. He's got some good company here, doesn't he? "Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They digged a pit before me into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves." But then he says, "My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed." In other words, I got a made up mind. I've got a made up mind. Amen. I'm not in good company right now. I'm in a tough place right now. I'm in a cave with a bunch of debtors and malcontents and people that are discouraged and despondent. He said, "But my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise." Hallelujah. "Awake, my glory, awake, psalter and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O God, among the people. I will sing unto them," or "unto thee among the nations, for thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth." So what David said, he said, "I'm going to get up early in the morning, and these malcontents and these debtors and these beaten down by life, they're going to hear my praise. They're going to hear my prayer." Every morning that cave was filled with praise as David began to worship the Lord. Amen. And you know what? I got a feeling that after a little while, people began to join him. People began to pray with him. People began to praise with him. And their lives began to change. And that discontent began to spill out. And that bitterness began to dissipate. And after a while, they began to praise and worship with him. Hallelujah. This is the place where people need to come if you're discontent. This is the house where you need to come if life has beaten you down and you don't know which way is up and you don't know which way to go and you don't know what else to do. You're in the right place tonight. If you realize that you're a debtor, you're in the right place tonight. Hallelujah. Because in this place, praise and worship will begin to lift you up, and hope will dawn, and peace will prevail, and the joy of the Lord will become your strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, things begin to change in that cave. You might be in a cave, but you got to understand, you need praise in that cave. You need prayer in that cave. You need a relationship with God in that cave. And it'll change. And it'll change. And people will change. Hallelujah. I said, and the people will change. And so they made David their captain. Amen. I want you to know, friend, it was in the cave of Adullam that God began to put together the greatest army that Israel ever knew. One of the greatest armies that has ever been fielded in the history of war. God put it together in a cave. God put it together in a time of refuge, in a time of trouble. And He used the most unlikely sources. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He didn't use the clean cut and the upright. It was kind of a scroungy bunch that came to find David. But God began to choose people. Not looking at their outward appearance, but looking at their heart. He said, you may not be much right now, but you're going to be a jewel when I get through with you. I can see what's on the inside. Not just what you are, but what you can be. Amen. And that's why God chooses people. God doesn't choose people of what they are. He chooses people of what He can make them to be. He said, follow Me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. That's not what you are right now. All you can do right now is catch your smelly fish. But when I get through with you, you're going to be soul winners. When I get through with you, you're going to found a church that's going to shake the foundations of the world, and that's going to reach into every nation, and that's going to take out a people where there was not a people for My name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So God, and all of His wisdom, and God and His glory, put together in a cave called Adullam, a mighty army. And you know what? He's still doing it. Hallelujah. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26, Paul said, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many, everybody say not many, not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Not many. Doesn't mean there's not a few, but not many. He said, but God hath chosen. Everybody say, chosen. God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and things which are despised. Yea, God hath chosen, yea, and all things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. You see, when God chooses a gifted person, that gifted person has to be very careful that God gets the praise, because they're naturally gifted. Amen. They have to be very careful that they don't begin to rely on their own talents and abilities and wisdom and knowledge, because they already have those things. But when God reaches down and picks up a little country boy, hallelujah, out of a cotton patch in West Texas, and fills him with the Holy Ghost, amen, and begins to use his life, you see, God gets all the glory, because we realize, hey, I can't do anything without Him. Any good thing that's done, any good thing that's said, to God be the glory. Amen. Praise God. When God takes an alcoholic and takes away the bottle from him and fills him with the Holy Ghost, amen, and he rises to do great things for God, he has to say, to God be the glory. When God takes narcotics from the veins of the drug addict, or all of the other great things that he does, it has to be, to God be the glory. God doesn't choose many mighty, but He does choose a few. Hallelujah. So if you're mighty here tonight, you're not left out. You can be one of the few. But for the rest of us, but for the rest of us, for us common folks, I like the way Abraham Lincoln said it. Abraham Lincoln said, God must have loved the common people because He made so many of them. Hallelujah. Amen. For the rest of us tonight, I want you to know God's still in the choosing business. Hallelujah. God's still looking. How, what was it? The Marines are looking for a few good men. God's still looking for a few good people here tonight. He said, I choose you, and I choose you, and I choose you. Amen. You may not have won the most popular when you were in high school. Amen. You may not have made the very best grades. And you may not have had the most money. And you might not come from the best home. And you might have a difficult home life. And maybe you've had some bad habits in your life. And you've got some things that you're ashamed of in your life. But I want you to know something. That does not exclude you from the army of Jesus Christ. Amen. He's still choosing whom He will and putting them together in a marvelous, marvelous way. What a great God. When Jesus Christ came to the world, He spent an entire night before He went out to start choosing His first disciples. And when He got through praying that night, and He went out the next day on a mission to begin to call people to follow Him, to find some leaders to build His entire church upon. He didn't go down to the university. He didn't go to the palace. He didn't go to the bank. He went down to the seashore. And He saw some old rough fishermen out there. Amen. And He said, follow Me. Praise God. He went by, of all places, He went by the tax table where there was an old publican there collecting taxes for Rome. And He said, Matthew, follow Me. And Matthew left everything but his pen. I'm glad he took that so he could write the gospel. Amen. But he got up and he said he followed Him. Amen. Praise God. He just began to go by. Amen. And he started selecting the most unlikely people. People that you would not have chosen if you were going to build a church. He didn't go to the seminary. Amen. No, he didn't. He said, I can give you everything that you need. I can give you everything that you need. Now, I'm not against education. I like it. Think everybody needs some. I think you need to get a great education and then get over it. Amen. Praise God and just go to work. Praise God. Do what you need to do. Do what God called you to do. That's a wonderful thing. I'm all for education. I live around two real smart women. They keep me on my toes. Amen. But when they need some good old horse sense, they come talk to Dad. Amen. When they need somebody to keep them grounded, they come talk to Dad. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody that God picked up and put something into, and thank God for it today. Amen. Any good that we've ever done, any good that we'll ever do, it's all because of Him. That no flesh should glory. That no flesh should glory. That no flesh should glory in His presence. Hallelujah. Amen. But of Him. He said, but of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Amen. Hallelujah. You see what Jesus can give you tonight? You may not have the sense to come in out of the rain, but He can give you wisdom. He can give you wisdom. The Bible said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth liberally. God can give you wisdom tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anybody not righteous tonight? Amen. You just can't be right. No matter what you do, everything turns out wrong. Amen. Your life just seems to be a mess and you can't seem to get it straightened out. I'm telling you tonight, Jesus Christ can give you righteousness. He can make you right. He can make you think right. He can make you act right. He can make you live right. Hallelujah. He can give you righteousness. Amen. He can give you sanctification. Amen. What is sanctification? That means that He takes you and sets you aside as being very special unto Him. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. He takes you out of the world and He puts you in His church. He takes you out of sin and He puts you into a state of righteousness. And He cleanses you and He purifies your life. Amen. God can give you what you need tonight. You don't have to depend on your own righteousness or your own goodness. He can give you what you lack. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All God's looking for, somebody said He's not looking for ability. He's looking for availability. Paul said, "For when I am weak, then am I strong." You look back at the history of the church and all through the Bible of godly people, you know when they got in trouble? It's when they tried to use their strength. Amen. When we're weak, that's when we're strong. When we're way out on the limb and we're living life at the edge. Amen. And we know that we can't make it by ourselves and we can't do anything. Amen. But something got to be done. Amen. We can depend on Him to come through. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can depend on Him to come through and do what you cannot do. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Anybody in the cave tonight? Might be the best place you've ever been. Amen. Might be the best place that you've ever been. Praise God. What in the world am I doing around this bunch? Why in the world did God put me here? We're just what you need. This is just what you need. This is right where you need to be. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're like fungus. We'll grow on you. Just hang around. This is a good place. Isn't that right, Brother Johnny Cofer? Amen. We grow on folks. Praise God. And you can't hardly get away from it. It gets a hold of you. Gets into you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And so God found David in a bad situation and He put together out of an impossible situation the greatest army that Israel ever had and the greatest king that Israel ever had. Amen. And He's still in that business tonight. Praise God. Let's stand together. Amen. I was in a place one time and we started having revival. I mean, God was saving people. People were coming in, getting the Holy Ghost, and the church was growing, and it was just amazing. And somebody came to me one time, and they were thankful that wasn't that, but they just said, "Well, Brother Grissom said, can't we win some white people?" Can't we win some white people? You know what I said to them? I said, "You listen to me." I said, "I'm not choosing the church. God is. I'm not choosing the church. God is. Hey, man, you get to choosing the church. You'll mess up. You'll start looking at people's pedigree instead of their need of salvation. You'll start wanting to know what kind of bank account they have and what kind of social standing they have and how acceptable they are." That's right. Shake your head like this right here. There's a whole bunch of churches, even in this city, that care more about the steeple than they do about the people. Amen. Even one of our churches one time, a man later testified, he went to church, first time he went to church, he had an old beat up jalopy, and he just barely got to church in that old thing, and he was getting ready to park it, and one of the guys told him, said, no, you can't park here at the front, said, you got to park that thing way down at the back down there. Yeah, and didn't want anybody messing up their pretty parking lot. When we care more about this, more about a building, more about a parking lot, more about anything else than we do about the salvation of souls, we've lost our way. When we want to check somebody's pedigree before we let them in, we have lost our way. Amen. Now, I'm not saying God can't save bankers and lawyers and doctors. They need it. But when God saves them, they're just like the rest of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. They're just like the rest of us. Sinners saved by grace. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you glad you're in this church tonight? And who brought you here? Oh, brother so-and-so. No, well, he might have been part of it. But I'm going to tell you, that wasn't all of it. There was a God of glory that looked down and said, I choose you. As unlikely as you may be, I choose you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Others may not think you're much of a prize, but you're the apple of my eye. I choose you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, this is a wonderful church, folks. We're not perfect. Uh-oh. We make mistakes. We get on one another's nerves. We hurt one another's feelings. Thank you for shaking your head. Not only amens, but there's a little nodding going on. That's good enough. Amen. Praise God. But you know, God called us and put us in. You hear me tonight. You stay with this. You stay with this. If you find a perfect church, don't go there because you're going to mess it up. You need just stay with this one here. Well, we're not so perfect around here. Amen. We're just people. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you're in the church tonight because Jesus put you here. Amen. I believe He puts us in the body as it pleases Him. As it pleases Him. Got to be very careful about making changes. I'm not saying there's not a time to make a change, but you just got to be real careful when you do, because God puts us in the body as it pleases Him. He said, now you're going to fit right here. This is the best place for you to be. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not only what you can do for the church, but it's what the church can do for you. And it's not only what the church can do for you, but it's what you can do for the church. God makes the perfect fit when He puts it together. Amen. He doesn't make any mistakes. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I'm in this church, this glorious church. I didn't join, no, I was born. I've had a new birth. Oh, some glorious day. I'm going to sail away by His grace, not by my works. I'm in this church. Oh, I'm in this church, this glorious church. I didn't join, no, I was born. I've had a new birth. Some glorious day. Gonna sail away by His grace, not by my works. I'm in this church. Yes, I'm in this church.
I'm in this church.
This glorious church.
This glorious church.
I didn't join, no, I was born. I've had a new birth. Some glorious day. Gonna sail away by His grace, not by my works. I'm in this church. Yes, I'm in this church, this glorious church. I didn't join, no, I was born. I've had a new birth. Some glorious day, gonna sail away. By His grace, not by my works, I'm in this church. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's amazing what God's doing. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody might be in a little bit of a rush. Somebody might get a little impatient. Brother Grissom, when are we going to have revival? We were having it right now.
Come on, elder.
Amen. We might feel like it's in a cave, but He is putting it together before it ever became an army.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's all part of the same purpose, isn't it? God putting it all together. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's amazing how the Lord brother Robbie home here.
Amen. Come on now.
Amen. That Wednesday night said somebody's going to get the Holy Ghost Sunday morning. He said,
yes.
How about tonight?
Come on. Amen. Right.
Amen. Didn't even get to the altar. He got it right back there on the
right.
Back seat.
I know that's right.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. He went off, and I was real worried about him. He went riding off up the country and called me, and he said, Brother Grissom, I found the woman I'm going to marry. I said, oh, my goodness. Up in Colorado. I said, oh, man. There he goes. He said, no, but we'll be back. Well, I tried to keep faith, you know. Now, I have faith in God, but sometimes a little hard with folks. Because I've been disappointed a few times. Amen. But sure enough, here she is tonight.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Sister Elsa is here with you. Thankful you're here. Brought all the way from Colorado.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Praise God. I'm glad you're here tonight. Brother Johnny couldn't get away. Just brought him home. Hallelujah.
Come on, Lord.
Praise God. John, we're glad you're here tonight. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Isn't it good what God's doing? Aren't you
yes.
excited to be about
yes.
something,
Amen.
A part of something that God's doing? Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, you don't join the church. You're born
You're right.
into the church.
You're born in.
Now, you might join a congregation, but you don't join the church. You're born into it. It's the only way you can get in. It's been born into the church. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I feel better than when I came.
Amen.
I feel like the Lord's talked to somebody tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I feel like the Lord's in this house right now. Amen. Praise God. Now, I know that we have taco soup and ice cream and chicken enchilada soup waiting on us. Amen. But I wouldn't want to miss an opportunity here tonight for somebody to find the Lord in this service. Amen. Praise God. What we've tried to preach here tonight is that God is not waiting for you to get perfect and get your life straight before He'll take you. He will take you just as you are. And then He will change you. Now let me tell you something about God. God's not in the band-aid business. God's not in the rehabilitation business. The Bible doesn't say if any man be in Jesus Christ, he's rehabilitated. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So what God does is He takes all the old out. And He puts in a brand new person. Takes out the old nature, puts in a new nature. Takes out unrighteousness, puts in righteousness. Amen. That's the way He works. Amen. So if somebody here tonight needs a new life, there's one waiting for you right here, right now. Amen. And I just want to invite you to come. Praise God. As they sing one more chorus here tonight, amen. Somebody, you need to come. The Lord's dealing with your heart right now, and you know it. Amen. You need to make changes in your life, and you know it. Amen. Praise God. You know it tonight. You know what you need to do. Now is the time. There's no time like this. God is dealing with you right now. He's talking to you. Would you listen to Him? Amen. Praise God. Would you just make a step from where you are? It may seem like a long ways, but I promise you won't make the journey alone. If you'll just take one step, He'll join you for the rest of the journey. Praise God, and just make your way down to this altar tonight. Amen. Open up your heart. Praise God. Open up your life. Just begin to tell God how it really is. Tell God what you really need tonight. Amen. And He can make a difference for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord Jesus.